dang, and I ain't come to play. We are not the same. I come to win and play. Watch how I move. That's how I grew. Ain't come to play. I won't play. It won't no play. Dang, and I ain't come to play. We are not the same. I come to win and play. Watch how I move. That's how I grew. Finally, my time and turn. Take no sit back and learn. Born lit like fire, I burn. Thousand, no cure for it. When I perform, ridiculous. I take spots that won't be missed. Pure skills from God above. Heavyweights and best I love. Undefeated, raw hands, no gloves. Time strong from sweat and blood. Animals, cause I grew with mud. Strain, strain, no time for game. In the gym, sorry, can't hang. Sacrifice for a better life. I'ma grow where I'm planning. I stay prepared in less than.
This is my game. I ain't come to play. We are not the same. I come to win and play. That's how I grew. This how I grew. He come to play. I win and play. It won't your play. I ain't come to play. We are not the same. I come to win and play. Watch how I move. This how I grew. Ain't come to play, I win this play, and want your play.
One time for hustlers, on the grind, not wasting time. Pocket watchers for busters, fanboys and page lurkers. Watch me and recognize, I really am who you're disguised. No capping, I'm one of them guys.
No, really?
I'm one of them guys, I'm hungry for my next meal. Who's next to lose this fight? None personal, I'm better on top. Business, round here, not stop. Come for the squad and head gon' drop. Address all issues, once you knock you practice. I stay trained, I
This is not the game. I ain't come to play. We are not the same. I come to win and play. Watch how I move. This how I grew. I win and play. It won't your play. This is not the game. I ain't come to play. We are not the same. I come to win and play. Watch how I move. This how I grew. Ain't come to
All right.
Hey, can you see me clear over there?
I guess you can hear me.
Listen, yeah.
Welcome to the Comfort Level Podcast. We're live from the zone because the weather is bad. So the zone, you know, either way, we're going to do this. We got this new TikTok sensation here online tonight with us, professional asshole. And let me tell you something, guys. This guy, not only is he a music artist, photographer, like, he's just opinionated. And I'm just going to let him go with it. You know what I mean? It's a lot of stuff he covered, you know, like world news, all kinds of stuff, mostly Donald Trump. You know what I mean? But it's a lot going on, you know? So I guess, you know, we're going to get into it. Introduce yourself to the viewers.
First and foremost, blaze up for another day above ground. Sip something for another day of freedom. Right now, somebody doing 100 years and or being lowered 6 feet under. Cherish life. I go by Paul Man, a.k.a. the professional asshole. And I call myself that because, you know, when you're speaking truth these days, you're labeled ignorant, troublemaker, and an asshole. So I'm running with it. I am an entertainer, artist, author, fashion designer, and content creator. Thank you, Janice Schmanny, you and your audience for having me.
No problem. She'll be joining us in a little bit, I suppose.
So before we get into it, how you been? How your day was? You feeling good?
I'm okay. I'm doing good. I'm just trying to stay dry. It's pouring rain and whatnot out there. We in a monsoon or whatever. No, they call New Jersey. I guess, I don't know. I heard it was a state of emergency, so I didn't want to go out. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I usually travel with my equipment so I can, you know, keep doing this stuff wherever I'm at. So, you know, so I started here in the living room, so I'm still here in the living room. I can always fall back on the living room. call it the zone. But you know, I mean, one day you're gonna have to pull up to Studio 206. You know.
Most definitely. You just have to let me know in advance.
Yeah, because you know we have what we got have now the Bars and Bangers Artist Show, and that is a show you know that we've been moving things around, putting things together, trying out different things, trying to give you know artists a different platform, something that you know is budget friendly and stuff like that. So we put together the Bars and Bangers podcast for different creators and artists. They can come and just you know they could just perform whatever they want to perform, you know what I mean, and have undivided attention. No peanut gallery to, you know what I mean? Just, it's not as hard, you know what I mean? And then the concentration is on your craft.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we're going to talk about this TikTok.
Can you see me clearly?
Huh?
Can you see me clearly?
Yeah, you're looking great. All right. Yeah, you're great. Got some more light.
Yeah, you know, I'm black as hell.
No, you're looking great, my man.
Thank you.
Listen. I've recently, you know, I'm trying to build my TikTok. I got like 411 followers on TikTok because I haven't really been on it. But being a brand ambassador, I'm always looking at other people's numbers. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I never worried about my numbers on TikTok because I'm not trying to entertain nobody. You know what I mean? So to me, it's like a platform where either people are going to get the information that you're giving them or they're going to get some other kind of stuff. You know what I mean? But the criteria for going live, you have to have 1,000 followers just to go live, you know? Yeah. But I looked at your shit and like even your views is up over like 12K, you know what I mean? So I had spoke to you earlier about, you know, monetizing that. Like, man, you got to get with that. You would be making some bread doing just what you do.
Jump in one time. Like my man was just saying, he'd be on camera in a little bit. The conversations, again, like that I have with you and anybody else, this is regular conversation to us, right? So this is what we talk about when we smoking, drinking, or just, you know, we just talking. Exactly. So keep game on this. What you were just saying about the TikTok, a lot of people was telling me that. They're like, you get on TikTok.
Look,
parental advisory. I say fuck a lot. What did I say? Oh, let me finish this before I forget. So, like, we all know, check it out, with this internet, when you see people doing skits and hustling and all that, before this internet, you know, took off, this is shit we was doing on a regular every day. You know that, right? So with this, people was telling me, because I really ain't the type, you know, when you've been around me, I don't be on my phone. I like, you know, human-to-human interaction, we talking. But people was like, hey, man, that shit y'all be talking, people need to hit that on the internet. Hey, man, when you gonna do this? Hey, man, it's like, check it out. If I'm around you and you saying some cold shit in the conversation, you know, you people gonna repeat it, right? Hey, my girl Jenny Schmanny she just dropped some news on me. That type of shit. So when, he gonna get on the camera in a minute when we talking that real shit. But for the most part, I was like, damn, dude, everybody saying we need to get on the social media with this and talk our shit. Jenny, I was the same way. I think my followers was at 100. When I made that one video, I think it's at 124,000, 125,000 right now. My phone was just, and I was sitting there, I'm like, you know, thinking, because I be talking my shit on YouTube too, you know, in people comments. And I'm saying it, follow. They comment. And I'm like, you know, this the Donald Trump, you know, this the talk right now. Okay, boom. I ain't paying no mind. Inboxes. Hey, you want to do this podcast for me? Hey, my audience would like to hear that. Hey, so I told my man, so I was like, yo, damn, nigga, look like we need to get a podcast or something. We just, you know, we come over every day chilling and smoking and drinking shit. Let's, you know, get some bread with it. And, you know, the people like how we talk. But for the most part, Shmanny, you know, you told me this. He told me this and everybody else. He said, dude, you have to, if you call yourself entertaining and you doing music and all that, you got to be on the internet. Because I'm so old school with it. I remember we saw the last time when I say street teams, you going interacting with the people and all that. That's why I have picked up the job at Pilot Gas Station. You know, I can't sleep at night, so I worked out overnight. So I knew it was going to be instant traffic. So I'm like, hey, damn, I came up with a couple designs, the Delange, you know, steal these books. I got physical copies. You know, I'm a people person, even though I hate folks. I'm just going to, you know, mingle and talk with them as I pump their gas. You paying me $18 an hour to pump gas overnight, and I'm goddamn it on the side making my money if I'm selling books or, you know, telling people, because I was charging like a dollar if they wanted to hear my song. This is how slick I was with it. When I'm pumping their gas, I'm playing like certain songs. And if I catch them, you know, doing that in the front seat, I'm like, hey, what you think of this dude? Well, that shit slamming. Who is that? I'm like, this nigga ain't discovered, you know, but I'm helping him sell this shit, even though my face right on the cover of it. And I was making like a dollar, you know, selling my stuff. But for the most part, I was like, all right, if you're going to play this game, let's do it right. You the first person that I did this podcast with, because I wasn't going to fuck with nobody else, because I knew they was either going to try to be on some, you know, trying to humiliate you on camera, thinking you know everything about politics and trying to make you look stupid, talking about the them people. I say, at least we're on here. This is Barber Talk conversation. This on the corner conversation. We sitting on the front porch, you know, cracking videos or whatever. So, you're dead. Cheers to you, baby. I love you, man. Cheers to you. This is what we do. So it's more genuine and realer, you know, because it's
Hey, keep it real.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You know, I started out reality. It's always going to be reality. Everything is, you know what I mean? You can't change what the world is, you know what I mean? And actually, all that stuff that you was talking about, Donald Trump, the world gave it to him.
Boom, knockout.
Gave him the tool.
Knockout. Simple.
He told
but today,
the art of the game, man. He knows the art of the game.
You remember I said on that video, I say, just like Tupac, peak the weakness in the rap game and sold it. Anything, and please, soak this in. That shit like tying your shoes. It seems so difficult to learn and understand, but like anything that you really want to get through and master and you won't be defeated, because I tell myself all the time, what make me not give up on shit is I'm my own worst critic. I have to look in the mirror, not myself. I don't have no audience behind me. I don't have nobody to the left or the right. Again, when the curtains is closed, when that email stop coming up notifications and your phone dry, it's just you. So you have to go in knowing, hey, first it's business, never personal.
Absolutely.
But I'm going to talk my personal shit that's going to bring me business. You did.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's actually, it comes down to the only person that you can really count on is yourself. You know?
I'm going to love me still. If I win, I'm going to love me. Like, people hate when you still the same, no matter what level you on. Nigga, only the levels has changed. This going to be me forever. Because when I die, nigga, all you going to do is say a motherfucking pretty little eulogy, free words or whatnot, and be a stat for a couple of hours or whatnot. So I'm saying that to say is, if I die behind this shit, it's because I put myself in that. I'm not doing that for no fans or none of that. No, what you see is what you get. But for the most part, you know, on that other side of the fence, people look at you like, again, I always describe regular shit and compare it to the majors. When you're at a 9-to-5, don't they have the union workers and regular workers? They watch the regular workers to see who like live down there, who, goddamn it, you know, got crowds or whatnot, who the, what they call that shit, the party just walked in or whatnot. Follow me when I say this. When you around folks that you can learn off of, you know when to shut the fuck up and listen and all that, I've mastered that. Because there's been times where I was growing up thinking I knew everything. I didn't want to listen to nobody. Hey, you probably didn't handle it the way I do. Now, when I sing that song, you got to hear that too, is Don't Bother Me. I got this new singer singing on it. You're going to love that one. But for the most part, yeah, she got to record the hook. But now I'm sitting there, I was like, damn, when you shut the fuck up and listen, bro, you go further. Because this person or these people, they blessing you with gems. They blessing you with the game because they don't have to tell you or get no fucks about you. But because I see a little something in you, hey, you know, that road down there, bro, ain't nothing but broken glass. Motherfucking gunshots and all that.
Now, you know
what?
You come over here,
you're going to be actually around and standing next to motherfuckers that you think you are. You feel me?
That's it.
Yeah.
That's what you need to be around.
I understand what y'all saying now when you say everybody's not meant for your journey, right? Remember you say that to me?
What you said is about when people, you know when to talk and know when to listen so that you learn things. It's one thing that I really hate is when I'm trying to tell somebody something and it always reverts over to them and what they doing or whatever. You know what I mean? Or something. And it don't make sense to me. If I'm trying to tell you something and you're talking about you, sometimes you need to shut up and stop talking about yourself and listen to what others are saying.
Period. And to break down what you just said for the, you know, not saying nobody on this live, you know, on the Shout Yellow Bus, when you having a conversation with somebody and you could be talking in general and they putting themselves in everything you saying, that's A. B, you tell
it's
a story.
They got to
tell a story 10 times better. That's B. And C, goddamn it, you just got folks, they want the whole center of attention. And it's not worth it. That's why I say
they want the center of attention. What is it? Because it that kills me.
That kills the buzz right there.
I don't even want to talk to you or tell you nothing because you're going to just talk about yourself. So I'm just shut up.
And you give them that look. That's why I say a person don't have to open their mouth. You give a certain look at a person, like what you just said there, I do that every day. I look at a motherfucker like, okay, so we can't have a conversation because it's all team, you, yourself, and your ugly ass. You know, shut the fuck up. Let me get some words in. You got to take that too. If that's regular conversation, you have to listen to the arguments when people are doing slick jokes and, you know, when scandal on you. Because that's why I say what really make a person with umbrellas and titles, hats and all that, how do you handle yourself when you're under pressure? Not asking you, I'm just saying in general. How do you handle when you're under pressure? How do you handle when this on a small scale. When I think of professional, meaning to me, no matter what's going on in my personal life, I'm still going to deliver on this side right here in the matrix. Because I just said, I'm one of them people that unplug. I don't be in character 24/7. When I'm performing, recording, writing or whatnot, I'm in that mode. But this regular shit here, hey, Shmanny. You know who's throwing a little something in December, you know? You want to slide through, podcast, whatnot, we're going to be performing. See, that's regular.
He can cast on everything.
Huh? The city shut him down. The city shut him down.
Are they going to shut him down this time?
I was thinking you should have it where you had yours at. You know how rough Philadelphia is.
Where?
At that, where you had your last show at.
In Camden?
Whatever that spot was you was at when Hooch came there. I was supposed to perform there that night. You had on the white boots.
That was in Camden. I don't even work there no more.
Well, how much it cost? We'll talk about that on camera. Hey, we'll talk about that on camera, but somewhere where people going to actually come out and do themselves and ain't got to worry about looking over their shoulders and Cameron Thumpers. That type of shit.
What is it about the joint that they don't want to come out there and lead like some, like they be having some spots though. You know what I mean? Y'all got to ease up on us on them spots because them hole in walls, they scary. Where's that? You know, maybe something might not jump off, but who wants to be looking over their shoulder all night?
Shmanny, check this out. I respect
Rent the club.
I respect party promoters. I respect DJs. I respect everybody that play their part. I don't plan shit when it comes to the party and all that. So for y'all to actually be spending months, maybe even years or whatnot, planning for this one day, I salute that. I'm only responding to what you just said. You just got ignorant ass motherfuckers. These are people from your hometown, your backyard, people you grew up with, people you've been seeing since you was in elementary with them. Focus on their shit. That's why I tell folks, you want to learn a lot about a person, watch them as a kid. If your goddamn daughter playing with an easy bake oven every goddamn day doing Barbie's hair, 9 times out of 10, she's going to be a hairstylist and cooking. But no. Like, I noticed when I go to certain, that's why I really don't pop out no more like that. Unless, like, I have security or we come in as a mob. That's why I ain't stepping in Atlantic City. My thing is, I'm fresh out here. Only been in Jersey 2 years. This is not my backyard. When I told Hooch, I said, yo, you the bridge to carry me over into Philadelphia. You the bridge to carry me in Camden. You see what I'm going with this? I know y'all. I'm not finna step in nobody's backyard and, you know, I don't know nobody. I'm just there. Obviously, motherfuckers be looking like, who is this nigga? And you know how wild I am on stage and how I really be turned up. People don't understand that personality. It's not always about being jealous or, yo, man, you got the better song. Right. It ain't always about being jealous. Your man got the better song than my man. No, it's who the fuck is this nigga coming in by himself? Were he an agent? Were he on this stick up kid? That's what my mind be at. You feel me? Because people watch who coming in these.
That's why we created Bars and Bangers, so that we can have artists come and not be scared to look over their shoulders, and they can perform and people can see them and they can earn money. You know what I mean? We put their music on our radio rotation and everything.
Salute.
It's crazy.
That's what people don't understand. It's more than that 3-minute song. It's a story. I mean, the story behind that 3-minute song, the story behind that hour and a half event y'all put on, work had to be put in before, you know, for that to pop off. What people not respecting and understanding, oh, I say the internet good and bad. But when you had a street team out there, it was merch that you had to work out there all goddamn day handing out flyers talking about who you need to talk to. You feel me? That's why I say.
Know. That's how I started in the business.
That's how we all started. If you really was grinding from the mud, like I tell these folks, you'll know about the street team. You motherfucker rent out a raggedy ass van, or if you got a raggedy ass van in the hood and you putting the banner on there, the van was raggedy, but the banner looked like I got that motherfucker from Kinko's. So
and not only that, you know, not just about music, but you know, community advocacy and stuff like that. We walk the streets, you know what I mean, with a leader, with a bullhorn. We walk the streets, you know what I mean.
So say that one more time for your people. Say that one more time. Just as well as people can protest, you can come out there and promote each other. You just said it.
That's right.
You feel me?
That's right.
That's why I say we gravitate towards negativity so much. And I hate that shit, man. I hate that. I remember them basement parties. I remember house parties. We were out handing out flyers. Hey, you need to come. This party you need to come fuck with right here. And if you was finna be on some B shit, you either was dancing it out or you went somewhere, but just y'all two shot the 5 or 6 and you came back in like ain't nothing happened. See, let me tell you a little something before I forget too.
And that's the reason why we're not going to these shows that we feel is unsafe. Because we're from the old school and we remember all of this stuff. I'm too old.
Yeah.
To get caught up.
When you're trying to have fun.
Right.
I say people too tough for their own well-being, man. That's why I'm telling you, this new shit, I've been like I put myself through another boot camp. I told you, when I go through boot camp, that's a straight 2 weeks all day listening to instrumentals, coming up with different ideas. You feel me? I call it the boot camp. Yeah, 2 weeks. This is what I do before I write new music. When I go into book mode, I will go rent me out a nice little cabin or somewhere off. I seen some out here too, Poconos, when I work on my third one. But my mind have to be focused only on that, because you know how quick we can get distracted. no matter if it's in relationships, you know, work or whatever, you have to make that time, especially if you're trying to be an entrepreneur and, you know, you really invested and you believe in yourself. My thing is you have to be in your own world with every project. So right. People around you got to understand, hey, it's nothing personal. I'm in book mode. I'm in this mode, just like you in your 12-hour mode and whatever. You feel me?
It's the same thing with the business that I'm in. It's your business. It's the business. People gotta understand that the business gotta go a certain way.
Well, Lauryn Hill say it could all be so simple, yet people rather make it hard. That's the problem, Smanny. Us simple people, we're in a world full of difficult ass people. Do you know how easy, again, watch this, because what I tell your audience, my voice is only to make you think, giving you a higher perspective and a different point of view, like how I would listen to you. My thing is, with that shit, you have big ass mobs, militias, gangs and all that, people hanging in 40 and 50. It's just you and your partner. If it's tornadoes with just two motherfuckers, how can you lead legions of fans and all that? This is my only thing. And I'm talking about relationships now, since you like talking that. I'm going to be with the gumbo, like I always say. It's two of you. One. How the fuck can y'all not get it right when it's just y'all two? That means you're not a leader, right? That's why people be saying they want individuals. They want real strong individuals. I'm one of them fucking coach leader, because I've been through that. Slap the fuck out of me if you see I'm weak as hell in this world. Shake me, nigga. This is how I tell people when I know you love me. This man who's sitting over here right now, I met him at the gas station. We motherfucking smoke, drink, and talk what we talk on that video. When I get around Janny Schmanny, we complimenting each other, and you saying what you got in the future and I got in the future. Certain people, like the ones we talk with on the block and, you know, the ones, and this is what I say, the world sensitive as hell. You mean to tell me back in your hood, nigga, you ain't have a certain niggas that you just go smoke with and then you walk off on? This nigga you really can hang with, this nigga you get money with. See, people right. Got sensitive on this internet because they bandwagon and dick ride. If they see 1,000 motherfuckers talking about this one thing, instead of going on the other side with the lonely person, like, damn, what's so special about you? You got 1,000 motherfucking things at you. What they do? Hop on a bandwagon. People need to call out fuck shit. If you was real in the beginning and now you know, trying to keep your spot in whatever spot it is, so you got to jump on the fake train, I catch the next one, partner. That's a problem. My thing is, what do fucking people want in life? Me, when they talk about a Scorpio and you an asshole and all that, bitch, respect, I'm motherfucking blunt, real, and coming with instructions. And you still can't read me. That's like you repeating yourself every day, Janny Schmanny, all day, and you telling a person, God damn, get it right, man. That's boss mentality. You don't want no errors, mistakes, or none, because this team no mistakes and errors, because one fuck up can sink that ship, right?
Yeah.
Some is only building a one-man seat boat. Some is building a family boat. And then you got us, Janny Schmanny, just building a fucking Titanic, because it's not just about us. We got people that, goddamn it, hey, you need to see this site and world with me. You feel me?
I feel
now, you. Now, you jump off the boat while we goddamn it sailing, because all you see is water and we stuck in the middle, to get the fuck on. Hope you can swim. But to the people that sticking with me from one end to the other, I talk for y'all. What you talking about? You feel me? If somebody got to be the sacrificial lamb, it's me, because I've been like that way all my life. You just sitting here letting this motherfucker say this? No. Slap his ass. No, you know what I'm saying? My thing is, you have to speak up and stand up for yourself, man. You got two types. People that's goddamn gonna check a person right there when they cross them lines and boundaries. And then you got these motherfuckers that, you know, they make excuses for the people that's fucking them over. Am I making sense?
Yeah.
I think that's a pity. You helping up for somebody that's just stole from you, probably shot you, you know, just did you all wrong. These are people you cheerlead for. This is the game now. Schmanny, this is the game now. People are rooting and cheerleading for fuck niggas, while me and you got to struggle and really, really spend our whole life to just get on one level and shit, because people, you know, I ain't got to speak on it. We know it. Cheers. You feel me?
Some crazy shit.
Now it's leading into the Cat Williams thing. That's why I fucking love when he kept saying they taking shortcuts. Us, we still on the motherfucking yellow brick road. We still climbing Mountain Possible. We still motherfucking on that. God damn, I ain't going nowhere. But these motherfuckers, bitch, you on an hourglass. Soon as you give up every fucking thing you represent or so-called represent just to be on the money team, all right, by the time I do get there, you going to be soulless, motherfucking, you know what I'm saying? You can tell the person sold their soul, and you can tell the person in mental hell. You ain't got no control over nothing you say. You know how many people envy me on that internet because I can talk this way when they got to have permission? Notice this. I ain't got never looked left or right. When you watch people interviews, straighten your eye. Now, my lips chap, let me know. That means you love me. But for the most part, you got certain people when they do interviews, they got to, can I answer that? You know, that type shit. What? That's worse than looking over your shoulders, hey, thinking you don't get shit.
We got that. We got that.
You feel me?
Let them know. You know what I mean?
Watch a person body movement, how they look you in the eye, and all that in them interviews. You'll know if they free. Let me hear that pity.
You know what? I watch a lot of interviews, and I had to check that out. You know what I mean?
Thank you. I ain't the only one.
I was watching a few interviews earlier. When you come to think about it, you know, I did watch some of the body motions, but not like the eyes looking to see if anybody around, just like, because the questions that was being asked, you know, because of this touchy subject that's out now with this Cat Williams stuff.
You already know. But we ain't got to talk about it, but if you want to, we can. We can.
We don't have to, but, you know, I just thought all this stuff is supposed to be comedy. I mean, can't you just say anything? Like, I listen to Steve Harvey every morning.
You said that.
And the reruns. And the reruns. Come on. Uh-huh.
This is my thing. No matter what a person do in their personal life, that's them. You here to entertain me or whatnot? That's what people keep saying. Oh my God, I hate. Will somebody please? You remember how you used to steal rims back in the day? This bandwagon, they have to take the fucking tires off and blow that motherfucker up.
We stole batteries.
That too, I hate. And that's what's even worse. The bandwagons don't have a battery. They got the people.
Now you can't get under the hood. Now the hood. Gotta be
ain't no hood. You got fucking people piled up on there. Hey, long as I'm, you know, them type of people, and I really don't like judging, but I'm gonna judge tonight because I'm sick of weak people.
You gonna judge them tonight.
Yeah, we turned up tonight. My thing is, the weak hate the strong because it's a constant spit in the face reminder of how weak they are. My thing is, if I'm around a greater person that's conversation, more sharper than mine, you know, okay, I'm gonna listen. I'm like, yeah, you a bad motherfucker, and keep it moving. I'm not gonna spend hours and letting you live rent free in my mind hating on you. Did you just see the difference? You a bad motherfucker. Keep it moving. Hey, we can't even have a conversation because you talking about homie and shit like, nigga, did you not hear what I just said? I want $10 off a scratch off. You sitting here, I hate that motherfucker. So if I'm listening to you saying that, that's what I say. My mama saying, If a dog will bring a bone, what they say, if a dog will bring a bone, he'll carry a bone, meaning if you telling me about your people, I know what you're saying about me to them. I hate those types. See, but when you talk, this nigga think he better than the right. Who the fuck is this? You know, no. I'm just letting you know, like, what I stand for and what I'm not going to listen to. Because guess what? If some shit pop off, you going to tell this motherfucker, well, I was around Will. No, you wasn't. Because now you ever been baited into some shit that you had nothing to do with? It's like, example, it's like you and your friend, you listening to your friend tell a story of what y'all just did, knowing he exaggerating and hyping the story up, but because it's just y'all, you like, That's how people are when you being you all the time. Why try people, again, it's a different voice and energy you bring to when you're handling business. But in the world, no, I'm not finna. Hey, why was you talking different with these motherfuckers? And who the fuck are you for me to prove that I'm brilliant to? That's how I am. You see that? When I go in rooms and shake hands, I'm just as important,
if not more, than you.
Yeah, that's how my mind frame is. Huh? Huh? No, we still live.
Your internet is going in and out.
You know, I'm in the woods. It's raining out there. You hear me?
Yeah, I know. So y'all partners, you know, he in the woods. You've
been out here. Nice. You've been out here, right?
Yeah.
You've been. Yeah.
Yeah. Funny. You know what I mean? Sometimes, like, how that happened? You know what I mean? Like, we didn't actually know you from a can of paint.
And you still came out here. Ain't that shit? Sure how God is?
Yeah. How does that happen? Sometimes you, like, feel people or some shit.
And you know how we met?
Is that shit real?
Do you know how we met? Do you know how we met? I was in North Carolina in a hotel doing a show down there, and Hooch told me about you. Who say this the female that you need to meet? She do shows. She know a lot of connections. I was in North Carolina in a hotel. I went down there for a competition. I talked with you. You was high as hell. And I'm like, who is this woman? She was like, he was like, that's he called you, what was that, Reality? What's your brand? Reality Music. And I was like, okay. You know, who's getting in professional mode? If he watches, shout out my nigga. We fall out and all that, but that's still my Scorpio twin. My thing is, it was a regular conversation with Hooch because we talked the same shit. And he was like, your name came across because this is how me and his relationship is. If I'm onto something, you onto something. You onto something, I'm onto something. One hand watch the other. My thing is, you have to build real relationships with real people. You feel me? You have people that build relationships for the wrong reason with these people because they're trying to use them and leech off of them and blah, blah, blah. Dude, what's done in the dark gonna come to light. When it's genuine like this, that energy, what I talk about with that magnet, it's gonna find its way. You just said it before I went ranting and shit. You know what I'm saying? Is it real and all that? You can't deny a magnet. And what do magnets attract to? Other magnets.
Magnets. Metal.
Bingo. Yeah.
Listen, where we come from, we're in the business of sharing information so that everybody grows. You know what I mean? That is the business. It's not.
Hold on one second. What's the name of this? I wish you was here. These fucking vapes is kicking my ass. I'm listening to these. I'm sorry. I just had to let you know.
It's cool. But anyway, you know, we're in the business of sharing information and building brands. You know what I mean? Aspiring artists, getting them to the top. As y'all gonna see next week when my guest comes on, Rob Schwartz, he's coming on. He's gonna talk to y'all and he's gonna tell y'all. And I hope that everybody is watching because
what's his name again? What's his name?
Rob Schwartz.
Shout out Rob Schwartz. If you watch, you know, you're gonna see it.
You can go on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all them social medias and follow him. He's the biggest company that you ever. This is the thing. If Hooch told you about me and other people are telling people about me, I don't see nobody listening. Making no good moves. You know what I mean? This podcast is not gonna get us there.
It's not that, Jen. We talked about this last time.
It's not nobody anything from anybody because all services have to be paid for. Simple as that. You know, it's an investment in your career or your goals or your dreams, you know what I mean? Listen, I just
what learned, I tell you when I first met you. What I tell you when I first met you, I said, well, stopping me as a team. Again, I'm in y'all backyard. Y'all the bridge to that. When I was in Chicago, right. I had a team and this, that, and that until I moved out. I'm looking at it as it's harder on me, even though it's natural and love in my eye with y'all, the few that I'm blessed to meet out here. My thing is, I'm out here by myself. So if I'm rocking with
you, I ain't gonna pull your card. I ain't gonna pull your card up here. But we trying to make a way for to come on and meet up with this cat that I'm talking about.
Hit the pause button on that. You know I love you, right? We just real talk, auntie nephew talk. I love you, auntie. I'm not talking about the physical part. You know, that's inevitable. If that's going to happen, man up. I'm talking about business. When I told you, I don't know the business side out here, and you do. That conversation. I ain't worried about that. I'm talking about what you know, because you the one put me on these shows. When you just said, how do people meet? When I met Hooch, you put me on you. I'm talking with you. You put me on King you just named. What's his name? I remember you saying his name two or three times. The dude you just said.
It's the dude that had the distro fest.
Yeah, I remember you talking about him, so I know it's real. But I won't when you talk with me. We know, huh?
You were supposed to come.
Yeah, and he sent the bread and all that. I got to thinking, Jenny, I'm out here by myself, and you sitting here talking about you finna go rent this type of car and wear this and woo woo. You had people around you. I'm not worried about that.
You had to rent no car.
I know that. I'm just saying, when I told you when I first met you, I said, Manny, whatever we gonna do, you got me hyped when I seen you went to wherever it was pouring down raining and you still doing your podcast. That type of talk, that motivates me. No excuses. You know what I'm talking about. I always bring it up. You brought your banner and everything.
We're gonna blow our internet off. Why wouldn't we do it?
No. I'm saying the game we in, it's a lot of talkers. I respect the doers. So if I'm sitting here telling you, I rock with you. I don't know how your other people in your circle will feel about me or whatnot. Not worried about it, but I want to respect it because, you know, if we have a bad falling out, which I don't see that, people, you know, just the game. Motherfuckers talking woo-woo and this, that, and other. When I know what type of person you are, you know what type of person I am.
Keep talking and shit while I keep eating pizza with ads yet. What the hell's wrong?
I already had two situations in Philadelphia. That's what you don't know. I had two situations in Philadelphia. You feel me?
That ain't no real shit. Didn't I tell you I eating pizza with ads yet?
I did that part, but I'm telling you why I don't move around Dolo out here.
They don't get it.
Of course I do. I was trying to, when I talk to you, because I'm off this vape and was feeling good, and I'm trying to say stuff.
That's why I'm messing with you.
Before I forget it. No, I'm saying, this your home. Like I told Hooch, that's your home. If you come to Chicago, where I'm from
I'm not from Philly. That's not my home.
Hooch from Philly. You out here in Jersey.
Yeah, listen, I'm just as scared in Philly as you are. Cautious.
Yeah,
I know you. No. Cautious.
Let me bring it back to you. When you said you and my man's, hey, I want to see number success for him. Damn, how the fuck I keep forgetting names? The dude you came out here with, please don't tell me because I want to guess his name. Did he tell you we had like real life conversations like how we doing now? I'm drinking a big ass. What's that you got me? The Heineken Kid. I'm drinking a Heineken Kid. He's sipping. Dude, I got a lot of respect for buddy. Damn, don't tell me his name. Oh my God. You know who I'm talking about too. I'm bogus as hell. Damn, I'm tweaking.
Yeah, because I only basically know one person that I know and shit too.
But... Rhymes, that's his name. No, that's Hooch, the little one who was singing on the song. Damn. Yeah, I'm bogus as hell, but you know who I'm talking about. Dude, I see natural, like, I don't see him switching up. I see, because I think it was one time when I was in Philly, he told me to slide on him. It was hot as hell outside, too. Like, y'all heat. I thought Chicago heat crazy. He told me to slide on him because he was out there, you know, doing him. I don't know. I think I hit a big-ass pothole before going there. Yeah, Philly fucked up for the potholes. Yeah, I hit a big-ass pothole, you know, the car drive. So that shit instantly cracked the fender. I mean, you know, that little protector part. And I had like the dent on the rim. I called him mentally, Sean. I'm like, nigga, y'all drove all the way out from where y'all was at to me. Cause I kept saying I wanted to repay y'all that Because, you know, regular motherfuckers wouldn't have did that. How long it took y'all to get out here? Honestly, hour and a half or something?
Yeah.
And if you didn't have good GPS, you wouldn't have found this motherfucker?
Yeah.
You remember we was in the truck smoking. We were joking. You're going to say, this is like some shit they take you to sacrifice you at. I fell out, right? I'm like, who the fuck? That's why I fell in love with you.
We didn't know you. Fucking... Shit. We didn't know you. Shit.
You know?
Let me tell you something.
If it wasn't for papers. Papers. Oh, salute my nigga. I love you. Papers.
If it wasn't for papers, I would have never went up there. He wanted to go up so bad. He said, let's do it. He got it. Papers would have shot you though.
As you should if I'm on shit. Yeah. Papers. Now, I keep smiling like a man. The last conversation we had again, I was holding the keg. He'll tell you, no cap. I'm holding the keg, the little small keg and shit, but we talking some real shit. And I love that for the simple fact. Hey, can you hear me, Frank? Take them out.
Did you hear that new song?
Appreciate you, man. Tell me about that one or twice before you go back up there. I'm sorry, y'all. Yeah, I like. Because every time we talk and all that is real shit.
Yeah.
Papers. How the fuck I forget his name?
He got a new track out, just dropped, I think, last month or 2 months.
How he is? I ain't heard from him. I got off Instagram, right?
You heard the track? You heard his new track with Fire Nation Flames?
Yeah, I keep hearing that name.
Huh?
I keep hearing that name, Fire Nation Flames.
That's my co-host. I sent her an email, but she didn't come in. I don't know.
I hear good things about whoever that person is. Personality, good to be around.
She's performing on Saturday. Oh, is it Saturday or Friday? The 12th. She's performing in Philly, so... We're going to go to that. That's why we all got to link up, man,
so we can support each other.
Dang. It's going to be hosted by the radio station. You freezing up. Yeah, you need to go out and come back in or something. Your internet froze. Well, anyway, we can get with a song. Because he got a couple songs out. Let me see what I got here. Till he comes back. And y'all excuse the thing, but... Let me see if I can. You better now?
Yeah, my dogs was wilding out. One second.
I want to play one that second. Track.
Hello?
I guess. Why not?
And you wonder why? I don't fuck with none of y'all. And you wonder why? I don't answer phone calls. And you wonder why? I'm quick to bug the fuck. And you wonder why? I don't show you niggas love. And you wonder why? I don't fuck with none of y'all. And you wonder why? I don't answer phone calls. And you wonder why? I'm quick to bug the fuck. And you wonder why? I don't show you niggas love. You niggas got the hella blessings on that fuck shit. Being sneaky playing games, we'll get your wigs split. Ain't got no time to fuck around. I hate how broke talk sound. Fast running like Chicago legends underground. I got work to move. No point to ever prove. Not trying to make the news or wear no prison suit. Rather count a million bucks while getting my dick stuck. You ain't ballin' unless you MVP in one ring. And you wonder why? I don't fuck with none of y'all. And you wonder why I don't answer phone calls. And you wonder why I'm quick to fuck the fuck up. And you wonder why I don't show you niggas love. And you wonder why I don't fuck with none of y'all. And you wonder why I don't answer phone calls. And you wonder why I'm quick to fuck the fuck up. And you wonder why I don't show you niggas love. We've been down since day one and good a week ago. Did drills, broke bread, and fucked plenty hoes. Old time, you was hating, plotting on the low. It's always those close by you and the ones you love. Don't trust the motherfucker. Today's nigga sucker. Troll babies, broke junkies, sucking dick for supper. Shitey hoes, poking holes, and richest niggas rubbers. Niggas polished when they stomach and they pockets empty. The game unfriendly. Everyone for self. So don't ask for help. Ain't no love left. Snake gatekeepers and letting the rats in. Janky promoters, pistol whip for my back end. Everybody's scamming and want the Benjamins. Manipulators always begging for a free favor. This is backdoor season, keep a blinker too. Niggas don't need a fucking reason to murder you. And you wonder why I don't fuck with none of y'all. And you wonder why I don't answer phone calls. And you wonder why I'm quick to fuck the fuck up. And you wonder why I don't show you niggas love. And you wonder why I don't fuck with none of y'all. And you wonder why I don't answer phone calls. And you wonder why I'm quick to fuck the fuck up.
We gotta continue this urgent situation.
And you wonder why niggas get their head blown off. This life will easily swallow the wicked soul. Pussy niggas playing cops in the form of blogging. And you wonder why they found by jogging. It ain't safe for the fake and real niggas face. And you wonder why Glock to be in your face. What's in the dark comes to light in the nigga time. Just sit up and stand on it, bitch, you still lying. And you wonder why I don't fuck with none of y'all. And you wonder why I don't answer phone calls. And you wonder why I'm quick to fuck the fuck up. And you wonder why I don't show you niggas love. And you wonder why I don't fuck with none of y'all. And you wonder why I don't answer phone calls. And you wonder why I'm quick to fuck the fuck up. And you wonder why I don't show you niggas love.
Whoa, whoa, what? Whoa. Well, that's called You Wonder Why. And that's by professional asshole. Whatever he's going by his artist name. I don't even, you know what I mean? He goes by the real Paul Man, or you can check him out at Professional Asshole on TikTok. Check out his TikTok because he's really blowing up. He didn't want to get into the subject. He'll be back. Follow him on TikTok, professional.asshole, actually. Yeah. So, I mean, if you go on TikTok, you understand what I mean. You know, the political stuff, all the different stuff that he's talking about. You know, you would really enjoy, you know, how he puts it down. So, you know. So we're looking for all types of interesting guests. If you have a story, you have a product or a brand, just contact us to set up your interview. That's it. You can contact me at host@thecomfortlevel.com. And also for our bars and bangers, we have an in studio artist show. It's hosted by my girl Fire Nation Flames. It's a part of the Comfort Level podcast. And what we like to do is have artists come in the studio, as we discussed earlier, if you're just getting here, come in the studio, perform, you know, whatever you were going to perform at the showcase that you would pay for. You know that about 15 people walked out before you even went up. You know, just performing right there for our viewers. We're live. We're live on 8 platforms at once. So we have people that are looking at us now on 8 different platforms. And we also is recorded for all places where people look at podcasts, YouTube, LinkedIn, on 4 different Facebook pages, Instagram is going, Twitter is going, X, if you want to call it. We're everywhere spreading out your craft to more people than that fee that you paid to go to the showcase, you know. And some of us are just building fans, okay? So you don't have 10, 15 fans that are coming to showcase to see you. You know, so we want to do it on there on the Bars and Bangers podcast. The Comfortable podcast was designed just for brands and voices and people that have things to say. You know, we're not doing performances. This gentleman here could have done either or, you know, he's not performing, you know. So we will bring in artists on the Comfort Level podcast or whatever if they're not performing, you know. But give us a chance on the Bars and Bangers. When I say perform, I mean give us a freestyle. You know what I mean? Perform your spoken word, your poetry, play your piano. Play your guitar, whatever that you have, you do, whatever your craft is, that's a performance. Okay, guys. So I don't know what happened with this guy, but I'm not gonna keep you guys like forever and ever on here for on the podcast. But you know, just wanted to tell you a little bit about our outlets. We got upcoming guests. If I have my calendar straight with me, hold on 2 seconds. One, two, I'm back. Okay, so our upcoming guest is going to be we're going to talk about a little bit about domestic violence with Tara Thomas at the Tara Thomas Agency. Okay, and Tara Thomas is also in the Tara Thomas Agency is a entertainment agency with, and she's worked with some of the top artists in the world, you know, but she's been through some shit. And we're not easily broken, you know what I mean? So as women, you know, so we're gonna talk about a lot of things that empowered her to be able to hold down this company. So that's Miss Tara Thomas from the TaraThomasAgency.com. If you want to check that out beforehand. And then, like I said, Fire Nation, she's performing on Friday. I said Saturday, but it's Friday. Okay. And Tuesday, we're going to be back with Rob Schwartz from ACX1 Studios. That's right. And Who Mag. And it's going to be very interesting because he got a lot to tell you guys. It's the coolest place in South Jersey now. You know what I mean? A lot of y'all know his facility as Ocean One Mall on the Boardwalk. Well, it's now ACX1 Studios. And it's a multimedia entertainment complex. Boom. Build it. And as a matter of fact, on Friday, Mr. Rodney from Philly, the Laugh House, all y'all know, if y'all used to go to the Laugh House in Philly, he has been shut down for several years. He is having his soft opening Friday the 12th, right there at the ACX1 Studios, where the Laugh House now has a home. That's right. Laugh House is back. Mr. Roddy is going to be right there. You know, go down there and see. You know, he got a few comedians and everything. It's going to be really nice. And then make sure that you get a tour of the building. with Rob Schwartz. Make sure you get a tour of that building. You see that building. Oh, my God. That building is fantastic. Just watch the dreams unfold. Just got to watch the magic unfold. Going back on the 26th. On the 26th. That's a Friday as well. That's that Santos release party. LB4R release party. Bang it. So we got a lot to do. Booked and busy. Booked and busy. Last week, we talked about independent living. We had Miss Dana Hicks, Dr. Jackie Cyrus, her mother, Devon Jackson, and Patricia King Quinn, all in the building, because they dream with their eyes open, and they have purchased an independent living home, 10-bedroom home for transitional foster children, foster youths, transitioning out of foster care. So far, the house has been renovated, purchased, and renovated, and it's empty. This is our pamphlet. You can go on our website, envisionsuccess.org. You can watch the recaps of everything she told us about it. You can learn more on that website. And you can also obtain one of these, if you like, from me, which is a donor letter of the things that they are needed. And also, there's a list of things that are needed to fill that house, as well as the tenants. You know, so she has room for 10 transitional youth. And that comes with training and skills. They offer 10 bedrooms with in-suite bathrooms. Everybody has their own bathroom. Individual electronically locked rooms. There's a common kitchen area. There's a backyard for gatherings. They have overnight security and on-site mentor office. And the facilities offer job readiness, school readiness, emergency transportation, on-site management, mobile therapy, and they also have 24-hour security. So, you know, they just need a lot of materials. You know, contact Miss Dana Hicks. She's the CEO and the community developer for the Envision Success Incorporated. And you can check that out. Please check her out. Our EIN number is here. All your donations are tax deductible. And we're calling out. We need your help. We need your help. Okay. And this house is in Philly. It's in Philly. Some more color brochure. This house is in Philadelphia. Sort of near the Kensington area, or somewhere out that area, Bridge and Pratt, out that area. So you guys make sure that you spread the word on that for us, okay? I had it, the banner, but I took it down. So we are looking for interesting guests. So I guess we're going to wrap this up. We had a little good time with Professional Asshole. And I wish you guys could have checked out more of his personality. I want to thank y'all guys for tuning in this evening. guys. And I'll catch you guys on Thursday. Thursday, back with Tara Thomas. Well, that's it. Yeah. Tara Thomas. This is going to be great because, you know, things that, that we want to do for the community, you know, and like I was saying with, I mean, I call him Wiz, okay? Like I was saying with Wiz, that, you know, it's all about, you know, listening so that you can learn from other people, you know, and this is the comfort level, you know what I mean? Some people want to say the comfort zone, but, you know, unfortunately, we didn't get to pick that name, get that name, because that name is already out there, you know what I mean? Even the comfort level is out there. Don't get it confused with the Comfort Level podcast, okay? All right. All right, so thanks, everybody, for tuning in.